Is this the Three Live Crew?
January's here.
And you don't know what the weather gonna do.
102 Jams.
Good morning. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this January the 13th. B-Dot is here. Bit Rock is in the building.
Hello.
Drankins is not here. He's out of town today. But we are rocking with you. Two peas in a pod.
Squad.
In this thing. You dig that?
Mm-hmm.
How your weekend was, Bit Rock?
It was good.
Rock, everybody's hit me up because they're trying to go paintballing with us.
Okay.
Everybody wants to shoot somebody.
Okay.
I'm not really the big paintball guy, but I'm definitely going to go just to see if I can get some shots off on some people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not as excited as the folks that's been hitting me in my DMs, hitting me on Twitter, wondering how they can get down. We are the only place, Three Live Crew,
yes,
where you can get spots to come to paintballing with us.
Yeah, I'm not a big paintballer either,
yeah.
Because I've been a few times before, or a couple times before,
yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. I think I've been.
Depending on where you get hit.
I've been once.
It could be a bit rough
on
you.
You better protect yourself. Most importantly, protect your neck.
It could be a bit rough depending where you get hit.
It definitely can,
but
man.
But it's going to be a good time, though.
Absolutely, man. Three Live Crews, paintball with the Jamily. We got you going down at 8:05 with a brand new game entitled, Who Shot You?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to play, man, make sure you're around at 8:05. Sorry. It's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock right here in L.E. Chopper with that Camelot. I remember I was at a Christmas party. This old head came up and said, hey, man, drop that Camelot. I said, okay.
Oh. Okay.
Alexa, play Three Live Crew. It's 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we in this thing.
By now, I'm sure you've all seen the ridiculous picture of Trick Daddy after he got arrested in Miami on Saturday night. Trick Daddy looked bad.
Yes.
Now, we've been seeing Trick Daddy on Love & Hip Hop Miami, and we all realized that Trick Daddy was looking bad.
Mm.
But he looked, I mean, when you saw that picture of him in that jail, you just realized how bad Trick Daddy is really looking out here.
Haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Have not seen it. Have no clue what you're talking about.
All right, I'm about to put it on Jams Twitter, 102_Jams. But Trick Daddy, he was arrested in Miami on Saturday night. Police say they were getting reports of a driver hitting signs, running red lights in a Range Rover. They find said Range Rover, and Trick Daddy is in and out of sleep at the wheel.
Mm.
Of course, police pull him over, and Trick Daddy's like, yeah, I had some drinks about 5 hours earlier. And the cop was like, all right, well, come on now. We're going to do a sobriety test. Of course, Trick Daddy fails a sobriety test. Along with failing it, he did have slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, bloodshot, watery, glossy eyes. The officer also said they smell alcohol on Trick Daddy's breath, so he was arrested.
Mm.
When they get him to the station, they find cocaine in his belongings.
Mm.
Not only did they find cocaine in his belongings, they found that he was already had a warrant for driving under the influence previously. So
what you're saying is Trick Daddy had a bad weekend.
Trick Daddy had a bad weekend.
Right.
No word from Trick Daddy yet. I did go on his Instagram to see if he made any comment, but as of now, he has not.
I'm going to make a list. I'm going to start a list. For some reason, I don't know, the spirit is moving me, Roxy. But I'm going to start a list of people who've had bad weekends.
Okay.
At the end of the morning, we're going to see who had the worst weekend.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I don't know why the spirit is moving me to do that, but
all
I'm
right.
just going to take a tally.
Trick Daddy's number one on the list.
Oh, right now as it stands?
Mm-hmm.
Trick Daddy number one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
God, he had a bad weekend.
I just thought of like two or three others, though.
Did you?
That can take Trick Daddy out.
Are you that can take him out?
Yeah.
He had cocaine on him, Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait for the morning. Out. I'm excited. 102 Jams, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning.
Good morning, two peas in a pot.
Squad. What's up with it?
That what it do. Hey, Doc, can I get you to say it now?
Oh, my gosh, man. Oh,
tighten
my
up,
gosh, baby. Man. Here you go, Rock. Tighten up, man.
Get
they beat
early.
Baltimore. They beat Baltimore,
get
man.
You early, you know it.
And I'm talking about they beat Baltimore convincingly.
I'm not happy about it.
They beat Baltimore convincingly. This Titans fan has been calling up and telling us all season. And I still
last year too.
Don't believe Chiefs going to beat y'all.
You said the Ravens were going to beat us.
I did. And I felt that in my spirit. Lamar Jackson threw for 365, ran for 143, and still took a 28-12 L. That's tough. They ain't scored a touchdown. But one touchdown.
Tannehill ain't threw for 88 yards.
Good God Almighty.
The beast. Derrick Henry.
Gracious alive.
Derrick Henry, man.
Man.
He ain't throw for 100 yards, Raw.
I'm not happy about it.
No, you're not.
But you know, I hate the Chiefs, so I will be going for the Titans.
You see the Wildcat move where Henry threw his first touchdown?
Yes, man. Yeah, with the Tim Tebow.
They were just having their way with the Ravens. Whatever they wanted to do. Whatever they wanted to do, they were doing.
They had fun.
Gosh, man. It is what it is, buddy.
Gosh, man, like, y'all would be so boring in the Super Bowl, man. Nobody wants to see that.
That's why we're trying to get there.
Oh, my God.
Remember, we counted out in the beginning of the year.
Here we go. This the Vrabel story. Here we go. This is what Vrabel really got y'all believe. Your head coach, Coach Vrabel, an extension of Bill Belichick, really got y'all believing this whole sob story. Woe is us. Oh, nobody's counting on the Titans. Whoop-de-whoop.
And there it is. Titans
still
in the game.
Still in the game. I hate y'all,
Dang,
man.
Dang, they still in the game.
Well, they still here, man, in the final four,
Dang, man.
In the final four. Hey, man.
If we beat the Chiefs.
If y'all beat the Chiefs, I will definitely give you I will definitely give you a Titans up. Yeah, but if y'all beat them at home in the playoffs in the AFC Championship game, I have no choice but to give you a Titans up, bro.
That's what's up. I appreciate that.
All right, man. No, bad luck to you, fam.
Y'all take it easy, man. Keep us happy today.
Will do, bro. Be good.
All right.
Now, Bit Rock, should I put Lamar Jackson on the list for the bad weekend?
Put him on there.
Put Lamar Jackson on there?
And the Ravens.
Put the whole Ravens squad
and
on there.
And their fans.
Gosh, and the fans?
Yeah. And all the fake fans.
And the fake fans.
Oh, put the fake bandwagon fans on there.
So under the bad weekend, we got Trick Daddy right now and Lamar Jackson that's just been added because, you know, front runner for the MVP and just came out and laid pretty much an egg in the Ravens' loss to the Tennessee Titans. And the Ravens team, the executive board there, the fans,
everybody.
The owners,
everybody.
The fake fans, bandwagon, anybody that's associated to the Ravens is on the list now. 805, giving you a chance to go paintballing.
Who shot you?
That's all you got to tell us. Right now it's 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. Here goes some Flip De Niro and Lil Baby. How I Move.
Hello, what's good with it? 6:31, 29 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's 60 degrees. The high today going to be 65. And it's going to be raining on and off. Cloudy and light rain showers today.
Feel like spring outside. Wasn't it beautiful yesterday, Bone? Didn't have to wear no jacket or nothing. Could be out there in shorts if you wanted to. What you wear yesterday, Bone? It's an accident in Greensboro on Holden Road at I-85 Business right there at Pretty Boulevard. Wasn't it beautiful? It was just a... And today going to be high 65. Is that what you said, Bone? Woo! That's some... Sometimes it feels like I'm talking to myself, but I know I'm looking right at somebody. Stress-free. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And it's 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 a.m. And if you hear this music, it's simple. Women have questions and they need some male direction. Need some man answers. And we give it to them here on the 3 Live Crew.
Today's man answers is pretty straight to the point, but it's not all at the same time, Dot. Lady writes in and she says... I can't stand my boyfriend's best friend. He's so whack and lame, and I don't even know why he likes to hang out with him. If I say something, do y'all think it'll cause problems between us? So, of course, I followed up.
Thank you.
I said, I need specifics. Why don't you like the best friend, and how long have y'all been together? She says, I don't want to say why I don't like him. It's too personal, and we've been together 5 months.
Bye, child. You might care about how personal your little situation is. You sit here 5 months. That don't trump. Girl, you are a three of clubs. Best friend is a deuce of spades. Do you understand that analogy? Bit joking.
Not done. Three of clubs.
5 months.
That's like the bottom of the
barrel. You don't get to come in and make no executive decisions
on
the best friend.
She's a three of clubs.
5 months. To best friend.
She couldn't even be an ace to a spade.
No, she not no ace. Bit Ross, she's 5 months in thinking she can come in and then don't want to share why because it's personal. Well, guess what? That's personal. The relationship of these best friends over here. And what you're not going to do, mom, is come in and try to damn mess that up. Three of clubs.
She's three.
Deuces.
Dang.
What? Was that too low, Rob?
That is low. She could at least
be a card,
ace.
Not a face card. Not a face card.
King.
Not a face card. Not
that
a face
at
card.
At the very least, she could be a king.
Not 5 months in trying to daggone question the best friend, bit Rob. No. No.
See, y'all, but sometimes y'all put too much emphasis on time. The amount of time. Sometimes that don't mean nothing.
But most times it does.
Sometimes that doesn't mean anything.
Just because you went and found love, okay? In a month of Sundays, just a month of Sundays, 4 weeks, and you was in love, married. That is not the norm, Roxy. Now, you and Chris had this energy to just poof. I don't think they're there. Because if they were, then she would be able to talk to him about what it is about the lame friend she doesn't like.
Instead of writing in,
instead
huh?
of writing in to you about masters and need some assistance from the man perspective. Yes, it's going to cause problems. And guess what? You're going to be less than a three of clubs if you do that.
Gosh, she called my girl a three of clubs.
5 months in, trying to tell her, I don't like your best friend. He lame. He's my best friend. He's my man. What you talking about? It's 6:40, 20 minutes, and it will be 7 a.m. And on today's Mansers, lady writes in and tells Roxy what?
I can't stand my boyfriend's best friend. He's so whack and lame, and I don't even know why he likes to hang out with him. If I say something, do y'all think it'll cause problems between us?
Yeah, you know that. That's why you're writing in. But my girl asked questions.
I did. I asked her why specifically doesn't she like the best friend and how long have she and the boyfriend been together. She did not want to disclose why she doesn't like the best friend. She says it's too personal and they've been together for 5 months.
5 months, y'all. 5 months. And she thinks she got enough rank to tell somebody that their best friend is lame. Can y'all believe this? The audacity. That's a three of clubs talking. That's a three of clubs talking right there. And trying to tell him his ace. This is ace. This is my ace over here. You tell me my ace got to go three of clubs? Nope.
Whatever.
What phones is going crazy. What y'all say?
Hey, good morning. She got to be a three of clubs. it's probably so silly. That's why she don't want
to tell you. Yeah, it's something stupid. He wear Team Jordans. He lame as hell.
Y'all think so?
Oh, man. It's personal.
It's personal.
Man, no. That ain't good enough right there, sis.
Three of clubs.
Three of clubs. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you spades hand, boo. Good morning.
Top of the morning. Josh, she didn't even come close to being a possible. Nowhere.
Not even a possible. Nowhere.
No, that ain't walking. That's that flipped over book. You don't even try to just hide.
You don't count a three of clubs. I don't give a damn if you lead off and you're the only person with clubs. Yeah, you still.
That's like, man.
A four diamonds might beat you. I'm telling you, man. Thank you, Polly. I'm telling you, man. What, Rob?
All right.
All that, this is Masters. Man
okay.
is telling you.
I hear y'all.
In 12 minutes, it will be 7 a.m. Big shout out to everybody who got their breakfast this morning.
And it has finally been confirmed that we have been watching Future and Lori Harvey.
Oh,
they are a couple, honey.
Oh, I seen them kissing.
Okay, she was celebrating her birthday in Jamaica over the weekend, and who was front and center? Future. And yes, she did share a little what's that boomerang of him kissing her on her Instagram story and he reposted it. So I think we're here now. We've already discussed Future and Lori Harvey inside. How long will they last?
Okay.
You gave them 6 to 12 months.
Yeah,
that's how long you gave them.
But with him kissing on the gram like that, man, I might have to go to 18 months.
Oh, you gonna up it I with might. Them kissing on the gram?
I might.
Now, you know Future doesn't mind getting on the gram with his flavor of the month.
Oh, he'll do that.
Now, you know he doesn't mind doing
that. I'm not real familiar with his antics, so just keep me at a year.
Six months for a year. Okay.
Yeah. What Drake say?
Now, Drake said 3 months or less.
Yeah, he ain't going to make. They not going to make it from Drake's perspective. Yeah.
Drake don't think they're going to make it. Now, what made me key was all the similarities in Future's birthday gift to Lori Harvey to his other baby mamas. Like, Future, he got this thing, like, when it's their birthday, take them on a trip.
Yeah.
when you walk in the hotel room, rose petals leading up to the bed, candles lining the hallway, a little rose petal heart on the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Future's MO right there.
He did that for all his baby mamas.
Oh, yeah, he's done it.
How many baby mamas he got? He got 10 kids? Or he don't have that many?
I don't think he's got 10. I think he has like seven.
Okay, got like 7 kids.
Yeah.
But you don't know how many baby moms.
I think 7.
No way is it 7.
I think each kid got a different baby mama.
Be quiet, Roxy. That's not accurate.
If I'm correctly, Joy just had, because I think he had like 5. And
okay,
then,
I didn't even take you off track. Okay, okay, okay. What happened to Lori with the birthday? What did he do?
He did that.
Oh, that's what he did for her.
Yes.
Oh, she got in on that early.
Yes.
They ain't even been together a year yet, Rock.
Did you not just hear what I said? Future don't mind going all out for his flavor of the month.
Rock, I saw a conversation. I just want to ask you and other women that are listening. Like, what is that? Like, you hate Future.
I can't stand Future.
Like, you hate Future because...
He's like number one on my scumbag list.
What he represents. We just talked about
King
all the baby...
Scumbag.
The baby mamas he has. Like, the stuff that he raps about. That
manipulative.
Type of, what is it that draws women to that type of guy? Like, I saw a joint that said Lori Harvey could have had any type of man she wanted.
Anyone.
She could have had a CEO.
Anyone.
She could have had an entrepreneur. She could have had a lawyer. A daughter. She could have... And she
and
went
who does
to,
she choose? Scumbag Future.
She is not alone. She is not alone. And that is what a lot of dudes be saying. Like, what's the point of me daggone, you know, up and up and womp de womp? Like, where do we fit in? How do we get good girls like that? Well, how do those types of guys attract those types of girls, Rock?
I don't know.
You can't answer that.
You just heard me say I hate Future. So I'm not the one to ask. You have to ask somebody who loves Future.
I need to ask Bone. That's what Bone will give me an answer. Bone will let me know what it is about Future.
January's here.
Yep, and it's going to be very warm, like spring in January. Do the math.
102 Jams.
Bacon and brownies for breakfast. That's how I'm rolling, baby. Got something sweet, got something salty, nice little mixture. Mm-mm. 6 minutes after 7.
I see the brownie. Where's the bacon?
Oh, the bacon right here.
Where did the bacon come from?
I made some yesterday.
People do that?
What?
Leftover bacon?
The bacon is best when it's a day old.
Is that true?
Man, that's a fact, man. It got this nice little crisp to it. That thing just junking. And I made it perfectly
in the oven.
I don't
know. I don't trust it with your little grin.
Would you like to sample some?
I'm not eating porky. You know that.
Gosh, I keep forgetting this daggone.
You know
no
that.
Red meat, no pork thing you're on.
You know I'm doing that. And I've been strong with it. Well, I've been strong with the pork part.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hey, then relapse on them burgers. Hey, my girl done relapse on them burgers.
I ain't going to sit here in front about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been strong on the no pork for almost a year now.
I'm sorry to just, before, and I know you had something that you wanted to talk about right here.
Yeah, I did.
But I'm just trying to schedule my day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, had you decided if y'all were going to have a viewing party tonight?
No, we're not going to have a viewing party.
Not doing it?
Mainly because I don't want people at the house till midnight.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to commit to that.
Yeah.
On a Monday.
And we had a debate Friday, Roxy and I. And
you
I would
don't
like
have
to, let
to
you
talk
know
about what the debate was.
That I took that to my social media.
And
you were 100% wrong. Nobody agreed with you. Not one person, Roxy. Yeah, Roxy wanted to have a viewing party, but...
For the game tonight.
For the championship game tonight, LSU versus Clemson, but you have to leave at halftime. Now, y'all... Now, will somebody please let Roxy know that that is unacceptable?
I don't understand why it's so frowned upon. It's first of all, it's a Monday. So none of us really want to be up and out like that. So I was going to start the party a little bit early before the game. We was going to, big fun.
That's her counter, y'all. She going to start
gonna
the party
I'm going to start the party
early.
A little bit early before the game. Then the game start. We having a good time. We enjoy that first half all together. Then at halftime, everybody leaves. You got time to get home, set yourself up for the second half of the game.
Roxy, we live 30 minutes away from each other, me and you. 32 minutes, me and you.
That's not enough time. Well, okay. Worst case scenario, you missed a little bit of the third quarter. I didn't see why it was so frowned upon.
Did you ask your husband?
No.
Yeah, because you knew what it was. 9 minutes after seven. You could tell by my face expression when I was telling you. I mean, well, you know, don't fit the bill.
Don't call me no 3 Club.
12 minutes after 7 o'clock. If you missed what 3 Club was, we will give you more information on that during Mansers. Or you can just check the 3 Live Crew or the 3 Live Rewind. Mm-hmm. That is our podcast we drop every day at 11 o'clock. So you can check that out. Who shot you? We sending you for paintballing in 1 hour.
Dot, when the music is gone, celebrities have to do things to keep themselves afloat.
Damn.
Damn.
I hate it, man.
So you must have heard your story already.
I have
already.
No clue what you're talking about.
Oh, you have no clue?
I have no
clue. Well, why do you look so compassionate?
Man,
you
like,
have so much compassion in your eyes right now.
Well, usually, Rock, and I'm going to say it real quick so you can get to this, but
yes.
Usually the people whose music are gone are people who I was once a fan of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who you're about to talk about, but I'm sure it's somebody whose songs I've sang before.
Not the person I'm about to talk about. Your graduating class at Winston-Salem State University stood up.
Here we go.
And did the motorcycle to his song
Young
at graduation.
Jock.
Young Jock. We know Young Jock.
We did.
But Meet Me in the Trap is going down.
Yeah, yeah.
Created the dance to it and everything.
Yeah.
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Just shenanigans. Young Jock be about a lot of shenanigans now because the music is gone.
Yeah.
Well, Dot, he got caught. Well, I don't want to say got caught, but he was filmed providing a rideshare service in Atlanta, and it's gone viral.
I just want to ask a question. Are you Young Jock? Can you turn around?
I mean, I think y'all put that part together, yeah.
You must have fell off or something. Like, why is you?
I got to fall off?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. Like, you just driving for Pull Up and Go? Like, what?
Like, it's an easy way to get some easy money right here downtown. I mean, I meet people, you know what I'm saying?
I really think that's... Okay.
You think that's what?
So you said, like, what happened? You went from TV to Ron and Pull Up and Go?
Like, I'd rather do this than do Uber and Lyft.
Okay.
I mean, with this right here, I can still...
What's the difference? What is the difference between Uber and Lyft?
I think Pull Up and Go is a little more low key. I never heard of Pull Up and Go.
That's because it's regional. That's because it's regional as hell. Uber and Lyft is national. Man, everybody better Pull Up and Go. We got a man better Pull Up and Go.
Let me finish, please.
You not done?
No.
But how you like? I'm trying to figure it out. Like, how you Young Jock and you riding for Pull Up and Go?
I got a question. Is it a problem that I'm Young Jock and doing this?
It's not a problem. I'm just saying.
Not at all.
If you want to do this on your social media to try to clown me.
Ain't nobody trying to clown you. I said what I said. Like, you the one, like, riding the rideshare. Anyways, where are we at?
I mean, but you're in the rideshare.
Right. You fell off. And I said what I said.
Yeah, see, now she's trying to be cute. Now I don't like her anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's actually the one getting drugged.
Yeah, that was whack.
Yeah. It's a dragon going on her social media right now because Shade Room posted the clip. But when they posted the clip, they added her.
Yeah.
They added her.
Good.
And clowned her in the caption. So she's really getting drugged on her social media. But Young Jock.
Because she took it too far.
She did
she took it too far. She had it out of funny. She had it out of funny when he said he think that's better than Uber and Lyft. She would have ended the video there. We laugh at Jock some more from since the perms and all of that.
Yeah, for all the shenanigans.
Yes, but now, nah.
Yeah, she was really trying to kind of like shame him. It got to a point in the video, and what I have is like edited down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it got to a point in the video when it was like, girl, like, leave him alone.
Yeah,
dang.
Go ahead. Yeah.
But Young Jock, he got on his Instagram and he put up a post. He said, anybody need a ride today?
Yeah.
I know they're going to hate, but somebody want to get raced and get to their next destination safe and sound, download the app, and I might just pull up, #pull up and go.
Yeah.
So
that's still funny, though.
You know.
I'm sorry, man. If I got into the lift and seen my boy Jock drive, man, I would definitely be tickled by that. And the other girl in the back of my head, she tried to be all nice, knowing she couldn't wait to get out that damn car and laugh like hell.
Okay.
She's back there. Ah, 17 minutes after 7, y'all. Good morning. You like it what you see? For January, we're going paintballing. Drankins is very excited. He's not here today, but trust me, when he gets here tomorrow, he'll let you know how much he is, how excited he is to shoot you in your face with the paintball pellets.
Calling himself Rambo Drink.
Yes, man. Just so excited. If you would like to go paintballing with us, we will give you a chance at 8:05. All you got to do is tell us who shot you. Now, Big Rock, it's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and this woman just won $10,000 worth of free food at Popeyes. Would you like to know how?
Sure.
Not do you care? Would you like to know how she did it?
Yeah.
Thank you. She, yeah, I know what questions to ask you. She was on Family Feud, Big Rock. She's on Family Feud. She's at the front.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's Family Feud, I want to say, in maybe Canada.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But she's right there across from the guy, got her hand behind her back.
Okay, it's the face-off part.
Face-off part, Rock. Okay. And they hit her with this.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh, my God.
Show me chicken.
Yeah.
Spinach, Sherry.
Yes.
Hey.
She was so loud and right. Hey. Chicken!
Popeye's chicken saw that, said, man, the $10,000 you was going to win, we'll give you that in food.
Oh, that's so dope. That's dope.
22 minutes after 7, y'all. Good morning.
$10,000. Wait a minute.
No, we all. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, it's my birthday, man. I just wanted to request y'all play the box, man, for me sometime this morning, man. I'm at work. I'm saying I'm just chilling. It's my birthday. I just wanted y'all to play the box for me.
Oh, the box. That
happy
Roddy
Ricch. Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, man. Hey,
appreciate it. I'm turning 26 today, you know what I'm saying?
Whoop,
I'm it's been an okay journey, you know what I'm saying? It's been up and down, you know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't had my father in my life, so I'm trying to teach myself how to be a man and everything like that. You get what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, I love the journey, though. You know what I'm saying? I like where I'm at right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's the most important thing, man. Enjoy the journey, yo.
For sure.
Legit.
Hey, shout out. Hey, what you about to say?
No, I just said legit, man. What's your name?
Oh nah, man. I'm BJ, man.
BJ, happy birthday to you, BJ, for sure.
Appreciate it, bro.
No doubt, man. Happy birthday to you. This is your song request, The Box, Roddy Ricch, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. Turn it up one time. You got about 37 minutes until it's your chance to play Who Shot You to go with the 102 Jamily to paintball. And up next, we got Mansers.
Change is strong.
Okay, what's good? 7:31, 29 minutes until 8 o'clock. And it is 60 degrees. The high today gonna be 65. It's gonna be mostly cloudy because, guess what? Rain on and off.
Unlike yesterday. Yesterday was beautiful. What? No rain or nothing, Bone. Serious accidents you should know about. 52 northbound between Main Street, exit 103, and I-40, exit 107. Sorry about that. And 52 southbound.
Do you need water?
Maybe.
Dang.
Fifty-two southbound between 25th. No, that didn't do it. That didn't do it, bro. 25th Street, 28th Street, exit 111A, and I-40, exit 109. We got stop and go traffic there. Other than that, we are should be okay. Y'all buckle up and drive safe. That's your 102 traffic jams. Good morning to you, Bone. Hope you have a great Monday, a beautiful week, beautiful just like yourself. Cool. It's 7:35 in 25 minutes. It will be 8 o'clock, which means you're 30 minutes away from playing Who Shot You? So that you can go with us paintballing. Now, we got Mansers this morning, and on accident, I invented a new analogy. The Three of Clubs was invented this morning,
please.
Big Rock.
Whatever.
What happened?
Lady wrote in and she says, I can't stand my boyfriend's best friend. He's so whack and lame, and I don't even know why he likes to hang out with him. if I say something, do y'all think it'll cause problems between us?
Yes. Yes. Duh. What the hell you think? Of course it's going to cause problems. And Roxy knew that. So Roxy had some other questions that she had to ask her.
Yes. I said, I asked her how long they've been together. Mm-hmm. And I also asked her what specifically doesn't she like about the best friend?
Yes.
She said she didn't want to share what she didn't like about the best friend because it was too personal.
Oh.
And then she said they've been together 5 months.
Yeah. And I told Roxy at that point that that's a three of clubs, ladies and gentlemen. That's what she is. She's a three of clubs. And she's trying to make the dude, her boyfriend, break up with his ace of spades. His ace. You ain't number the three of clubs. You have no right to
sit
here.
That is a low ranking. I don't think that's fair. Three of clubs? That's his lady.
But she's clearly got some issues for just to be jumping there talking about your best friend is lame and I don't want... Like what? So she don't want them to be friends? Is that what she's saying? Man, he's not going to pick you over no best friend after 5 months. All the history you got with this man. That's his ace.
You don't know how... Now, you don't know what the history is between him and the friend. You don't know how long they've been friends and all of that.
For her to know that they are best friends lets me know that they've been through it. They are best friends. That's what she references him as. That's his best friend. He lame
they
as hell. Yeah. You ain't been through nothing with him in 5 months. Hence, three of clubs.
Whatever.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
What's up with you?
DJ, man.
What's up?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here listening. She's talking about something personal. I kind of got to lean towards, I think she smashed it.
What
down,
in the world?
God damn, Rob.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, it's too personal for the radio. They've been together for 5 months. She's not beyond that borderline of getting smashed.
Now, let me ask you this. What do your spidey senses tell you? Is it a situation where she done smashed the best friend since she's been with dude in these 5 months? Or she smashed best friend before she met dude that she's with now?
I'm going to say she smashed before, and that's probably why their little relationship didn't work. So then, you know, she moved on and happened to find out that that's dude's best friend. Otherwise, she probably would have redirected herself and not even messed with this guy.
But y'all, come on now. What? That's not something that's going to go undiscussed amongst best friends.
Yeah.
Like, if your best friend bring around a chick that you done smashed, you just not gonna say nothing and y'all supposed to be best friends?
Oh, no, he definitely gonna know. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not making sense.
Streets is real, though. Some things you take to the grave, for real. Like, you know, if that's my man's and he real serious about it, like, I don't know how to come forward with that info. Like, hey, bro, look, I know I'm invited to the cookout, but I can't tell you what the girl been doing.
Now, look, I will say this. If the best friend has not told his friend, then she's not a three of clubs. She's definitely a face card. Because he thinking...
She might be at least a jack.
At least a jack. But a jack of clubs or walk the rock, because there's extra books there. A jack of clubs or walk the rock. Rock, you know a jack of clubs or walk now. You done seen a jack of clubs walk. Ain't it?
Do you have to know how a game is going for a jack of clubs to walk?
Well, it's pretty evident at this point we won't be enjoying this music this season. 7:45. 15 minutes until 8 o'clock. And we've got a list this morning for people who've had the worst weekend or people who had a bad weekend. Trick Daddy's on that list from the 6 o'clock hour. Lamar Jackson, the Ravens organization, the fans and the fake fans are on that list. Roxy, I would like to add UNC basketball.
Oh, yeah. Put them all on there.
UNC fans.
Yeah.
And organization.
Yeah. As a whole.
As a collective.
Coaching staff.
As a collective. For the first time in history, you know by now, the Tar Heels lost to Clemson in Chapel Hill. Clemson is 1-59. Get that stupid smirk off your face before I will slap your hair in another direction.
I can't help it.
And Roxy, even though...
It's so satisfying as a Duke fan just to see this debacle of a season.
Even though I called this, it was October 5th. No, I'm sorry. December 5th.
When it all started going bad.
When we scored 49 points against Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Not even 50. And just the night before, That boy, James Harden, had just dropped 50 by himself. And when we didn't score 50 at home against Ohio State, it was at that moment I said, we're going to lose to Clemson this year. The streak is over. I put it on my Twitter. I went on and Josh Graham's show and was talking about it. My folk Joe Ovies hit me up. No way we lose. The team that went 8-20, they didn't even lose. This team right here might not get past 8 wins. Might not win 10 games this season. It is so humiliating and embarrassing. Get that stupid look off of your face.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Okay? No, I'm not.
So now you ain't got no empathy for us.
No, because you wouldn't have none for me.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
But that's not the point. Look at me. Right, look at me.
So what?
Look at me.
So? I'm looking at you saying so.
8-8, Roxy.
Ha ha. Dot.
How we 8-8 and ain't nobody hungry? How you done ate so much, but ain't nobody hungry out here?
Let me tell you something. I turned to that game.
We're not eating. I'll tell you that.
When I put that game on, it was, I don't remember how many minutes, maybe 5, 6, and Clemson was down 10.
Yeah.
And it wasn't looking good for Clemson.
Oh, Clemson was down 10 with a minute left or something like that.
And then when...
A minute 30?
Yeah. I mean, they just start, they put the pressure on you. Y'all couldn't inbound the ball, couldn't get it up the court. Yeah, back-to-back turnovers and scores.
In a row.
And then y'all were up 3. And everybody's thinking, yeah, they're just going to foul them and the game's going
to
be over.
How do you not foul them? Why does Coach Williams have to tell you to foul?
Everybody's thinking that. And that boy, I call him Mr. Big Shot. That boy Sims go down there, yank that 3 on y'all, tied up.
Sims is the... Man, I've been talking so much trash to Sims in his comments.
You've been talking trash to Sims? I thought you was talking trash to Newman.
It was Earl Sims and John Newman at ACC Media Day. I talked trash to both of them. I ain't losing to y'all bums.
And y'all lost.
Lost to them bums. Earl put up legendary on his caption. I put in there, shut up, Earl. He just put the laughing emoji. And I owe John 50 push-ups.
Because he did it to y'all.
Him and John did it to y'all. The two that told you did it. I'm like that Chiefs fan that left the game early. You see him rock. Hey, we 10 minutes away from giving somebody the very first passes to go paintballing with the Jamily. All you got to do is tell us who shot you at 8:05.
How highly anticipated does your album have to be for you to be holding auditions for features?
Mm.
Like, people are so ready for your album, and your album is supposed to do so well. You're like, you know what? Nah. You want to be on this album here? You got to audition.
Got to be Rihanna news.
That's where Rihanna's at, supposedly.
Mm.
Rumor has it, and this is coming from Shaggy himself, that she wanted him to be on her album. However, she wanted him to audition. And Shaggy says, yeah, they approached me for the Rihanna project. He says, there's a lot of great people involved, but for me, I didn't need to audition to be on the record. I'll leave that to the younger guys. Now, Shaggy says, you know, he's not feeling, you know, salty about it or anything like that. He said there are no hard feelings. And from what he hears, the album is supposed to be a great album.
Pride comes before the fall, Shaggy. Because the reality is, Shaggy, that, like, you know, since this right here...
Mr. Bombastic.
That's what you're known for right there. Why wouldn't you want to reinvent yourself real quick by jumping on the most anticipated album of this decade? Because it's 2020.
But, Dot, that does have to feel... I don't know what the word I'm searching for. I don't think if I was Shaggy, I would have liked that either.
I mean, but it's almost like she doesn't know who she wants to put on the album. Like, if you would like to be on the album, let me see what you would bring to it, and then I'll make a decision.
I mean, artists are like that all the time. They don't really know, but they just get the verse from artists. They play around with them. Maybe they like it, maybe they don't. Like, that's probably the approach you should take and not audition to be on my album.
I mean, I don't see it like it was her sitting at a table with two, like, A&Rs and, like, you got to come in like American Idol.
I don't know what the setup was. We don't know what the setup was.
It couldn't have been that now, B-Roll.
You don't know.
Roxy.
You don't know, but either way, like, y'all are all, you know, professionals. That's like, come disrespectful? On. Yeah, I wouldn't have liked it if I was Gotti. I mean, I'm not Gotti. Fletcher.
Fletcher.
Shaggy.
We playing your hit up here, truth be told. But, Fletcher, if you listening, let us know if that's disrespectful. If Rihanna asked for you to gonna audition to be on her record, is that disrespectful? Not Fletcher. Fletcher would probably audition. But is that disrespectful for Shaggy? No way. I would audition.
January's here.
Call up right now if you're trying to win the very first pair of passes to paintballing with the Jamily.
102 Jams.
Who shot you? 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And I think it's time to play Who Shot You Rock to give away some of these tickets.
Let's do it.
Passes, man. We're going paintballing on Sunday, and we want you to come paintballing with us. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm trying to have some fun with you guys.
What's your name, brother? Where you calling from?
This is Derek calling from Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right, Derek calling from Greensboro. It's time to play Who Shot You, all right?
Oh yeah.
We're going paintballing, and a celebrity has shot you. We will tell you that celebrity's name, and you tell us who that celebrity, what his rapper or her singer name is. And if you're successful, you get the passes to paintballing. Do you understand?
Okay.
All right. You were shot by?
Wow.
Who is that?
Yo, gotta hit me.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Who shot you? 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew on your radio, and this morning, well, in this 8 o'clock hour for sure, everybody's asking,
who shot you?
Trying to win these passes to go paintballing with us on Sunday, Bit Rock.
Yeah.
All they have to do is give us the answer.
Who shot you?
Yes, that is Biggie.
Okay. No. Yes, that was Biggie saying who shot you. However,
that's not
the name.
That's not what we're asking.
Yeah.
All right. You were shot by a celebrity. We're going to tell you that celebrity's name. And if you can tell us who, we're going to tell you the celebrity's government name. If you can mm-hmm. tell us who that celebrity is, then you win the passes.
Okay.
You've been shot by
Not even a guess.
You want to throw a guess or shot in the dark?
Okay.
I'm just gonna say Tupac. Said is right up in there with me.
Tupac, she said. Okay.
Who shot you?
Y'all, Roxy ain't seen Kanye fall off that horse. Can y'all believe that?
Who shot you?
19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Roxy has not seen Kanye fall off that horse, y'all.
Look, I'm talking about, you seen Kanye fall
man,
off that horse.
Because I just thought about it, man.
No, I hadn't seen Kanye fall off the horse.
I told you to Google it, man.
What was he doing on a horse?
Riding a horse into his Sunday service, Rock. Just being extra.
And that's what he did.
And lost control. And that horse went horse. That horse went horse on him, Rock. Right there in front of all the people singing, the people rejoicing and praising God, and that horse went horse.
What was the... All right, yeah. I'm Googling it.
Thank you. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we just still playing Who Shot You? It's a very simple question. If you can tell us...
Who shot you?
We will give you passes to come get shot with us this Sunday at paintballing. Good morning.
What's going on? My name is Abel. I'm calling back.
Oh, there go my boy Abel from the Trey Foe. Okay,
that
Abel,
sounds
this is
a lot
simple.
Better.
Yeah, you do sound a lot better, Abel. All right.
Yeah, my bad.
You've been shot by a celebrity. We're going to tell you that celebrity's government name. If you can tell us what their celebrity name is, you win the very first passes to go paintballing with the Jamily on Sunday. Are you ready?
Sounds great.
You've been shot by Jonathan Kirk.
The baby.
Hey, congratulations,
man. Yeah.
Congratulations, man. You're going with us this Sunday, baby. We're going paintballing. Yes, absolutely. We're going paintballing. Bring a homie with you. Is paintballing something that you do? Do you do that regularly?
I've gone a few times, but it's not something I do regularly.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So you're probably going to be getting smacked like me and Roxy.
Hey, I'll have a good time either way.
Either way, we're having a good time, man. This Sunday, you and a homie will be paintballing with the Jamly, bro, all because you know who shot you. And who shot you this morning, Abel?
The baby.
The baby shot you, family.
Who shot you?
They almost killed Jimmy Johnson on national television yesterday, Rock. Did you see that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
If you missed it, in between games, they surprised Jimmy Johnson like this.
It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 328th.
What?
Hall of Famer.
Oh, the only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches, all the great players. They're the reason I'm here. And they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No.
Where's your Bob? Where's your Bob?
I mean,
that they didn't know what to do.
This is so
live.
Special.
They didn't know what to do.
Because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
Hey, man, respect to Jimmy Johnson.
That was a beautiful moment.
That was. That really was. 25 minutes after 8 o'clock, y'all. It's that Doja Cat and Tyga. It's called Juicy. Hey, big shout to the homie Abel. Straight out the tray four. He won the very first pair of passes to go paintballing with us on Sunday, the 102 Jamily, because he knew that Jonathan Kirk was the baby, and that's who shot him.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a chance tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour. Good luck.
8:34, 26 minutes to 9 o'clock. 60 degrees. The high today going to be 65. It's going to be cloudy, though. Running it on and off. All day.
Stop and go traffic due to an accident on I-40 westbound between exit 203 and exit 196 in the Tray, and I-40 business eastbound between exit 1 and Silas Creek Parkway, which is exit 2. Also in Greensboro, stop and go traffic because of an accident involving a truck on I-85 I-40 westbound between exit 138 and Rock Creek Dairy Road. Also a very serious accident on Silas Creek Parkway at Kirklees Road in the Tray. In Greensboro, there's an accident on Thorndike Road west of NC-68 at National Service Road. Also Highway 68 at Market Street. Not looking really good out there, Bone. It's not looking really good out there. The opposite of you. That's your 102 traffic jams. Phones are crazy. Good morning.
Good morning, 3 Live Crew.
What's up, baby?
I just have a question for Bone.
What?
I said, I don't know. I want to tell Bone. I don't know why she got to treat you like that. You try to be nice to her.
That's all I'm trying to do, man. Just trying to be nice to a little peanut head self,
I mean,
man.
I just don't want to. I don't want ugly people to be nice to me today. See, I'm not in the mood for that. I'm not in the mood for that today.
That's
I mean, maybe another day.
That's unacceptable. It's Monday.
Maybe another day.
But like today, I'm not in the mood.
Ugly people got to work on Monday too.
Okay, well, don't talk to me though.
Dot, y'all have a good day, okay?
I'm going to
pray for you, Bone.
Thank you. Don't pray for
me. I don't want your prayers.
See,
don't even pray. I don't know you.
See?
You ain't nothing but the devil anyway, Kyle, up here trying to be messy, asking me why I ain't speaking and all of that. I don't want your prayers.
That wasn't necessary, Bone.
January?
It's 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 a.m., and DJ Lil Vegas will be in here. Big shouts to Abel. Won the very first passes to our paintballing with the Jamily party going down on Sunday because he knew that Jonathan Kirk was the baby,
mm-hmm.
and that's who shot him.
Yep.
We'll give you a chance at 7 o'clock hour tomorrow.
This morning from Masters, a lady wrote in and said, I can't stand my boyfriend's best friend. He's so whack and lame, and I don't even know why he likes to hang out with him. If I say something, do y'all think it'll cause problems between us?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Now, I asked further questions.
Yeah.
I said, why specifically don't you like the best friend? And I asked her how long she's been together with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She said she didn't want to share specifically what happened with the best friend because it's personal.
Yeah.
And then she also said that her and the boyfriend have been together 5 months.
And then, you know, and then the people called up and gave you a nice little conspiracy theory on why she may not want to tell you why she thinks the best friend is lame.
Yes. People have come up with a theory, as she calls it,
mm-hmm.
a theory
that
the best friend has smashed.
Yeah.
And I don't know or agree with that theory at all.
I can see how that theory would be very true. And I like to lean in that direction with all the callers because it was a woman that called and said it first.
She did.
And then an avalanche of men just start calling up saying, yo, you know what?
I do believe he might have smashed.
But I don't understand how or why that would be the case, and the best friend would never say anything to the boyfriend.
Now, that is where
I can't understand why he would leave that little detail out.
You bring me back with that thought every single time.
Like,
why would he not tell his best friend, yo, I smashed Shorty.
So she hit me back.
Oh.
And she said, LOL, y'all real funny. I've never had sex with his best friend, so y'all could dead that theory.
Okay. So why did
he leave? So I hit her back.
Yeah.
And I said, so what happened then? If you don't tell us, people are going to have their assumptions. Shrug emoji. So you need to just clear it up right now and tell me what went down.
Yeah.
And how long has he been friends with his best friend?
Yeah, because people use that best friend term real loosely. And I want to know, you know, if they're best friends or if they're just friends that's the most.
Like, does their relationship have some longevity?
Yeah. Or is that just a friend that she's seen the most?
Yeah, so she started typing, but then she stopped.
Uh-oh.
So now I'm just on red right now.
Oh, wow.
So.
Wow, that's how you play LOL. You real funny.
As I'm updated via her, I will let y'all know.
Well, it still stands for my 6 o'clock hour comments, Rock. She does not have the rank to try to tell somebody that she don't want them to be friends with their best friend.
She didn't say she was going to tell him that. She just said, should she tell him she don't like the best friend?
She better not. Or her 3 club ass is going back in the deck. There go Lori Harvey's theme music right there, Big Rock.
Shut up.
That is. That is her theme song right there. Out there with Future. Another notch in my boy Future belt. 12 minutes and it's going to be 9 o'clock.
Oh, Future just makes me sick.
We got a long belt, don't he?
Just a long...
Ugh. I'm talking about a CVS receipt of women.
Don't get me started on... Not trying to agitate me. He really is.
Hey, I'm just talking about the ones we know about.
He really is. He's trying to agitate me right now, but I ain't going to let him.
Drake told you that boy said he different. He in a different class. He have fans, too.
Yeah, we know. We know you do.
So these just
and you got
you know
one
about.
Pregnant. And you got one pregnant. Now you mad.
CVS
running
receipt,
around
baby.
Filing cease and desist motions against her, so she can't
cease and desist.
So she can't say nothing about y'all baby
and your
lack of presence in the baby's life.
Looking like that boy right here in the room, and he ain't. He ain't in here.
I know he ain't.
You looking like he in here?
I can't stand him.
I can tell. 8:49, y'all. 11 minutes until 9 o'clock. 3 Live Crew is on your radio this morning.
I also can't stand this Ezreal girl. You know, she's really getting on my nerves. Because you know what? I'm not here for the shenanigans.
No.
I'm really not. You made your choices. You made your decisions. Mm. Now R. Kelly's gone. The money's running out. And you want to flip the script.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't get to do
Mm-mm.
that.
Mm-mm. No,
you don't get to do that.
Mm-mm.
Now, it all started, this girl, Ezreal, she's on her live, her and Joycelyn get in an argument because she's going on about how R. Kelly started messing with her when she was a minor.
Mm-hmm.
She's been brainwashed. She's leaving his condo. She doesn't want to have anything to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Joycelyn get in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Joycelyn gets not arrested at the time, but she had to turn herself in, and she was charged with battery as a result of that fight.
Mm-hmm.
But Ezreal, she has left R. Kelly's condo. She's back at home with her dad, and now she's all on her social media talking about how she was brainwashed, and she's saying things like, I never thought of me being the victim because I was too in denial, but once you realize, you realize. Like, girl, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, bye. And she talking about she want to help the police now, but she's scared to help the police because she's lied to law enforcement, quote, lied, end quote, to law enforcement so many times and signed an NDA with R. Kelly. So she doesn't know how her statements will go over.
Yeah.
They're not going to go over well.
No. And you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to
like,
go.
Like, you've lied. We don't know what's the lie and what's the truth from you at this point.
Facts.
So we're not here for none of it.
Yeah. You know that story about the little boy that cried wolf? And he kept crying wolf, mm-hmm. but it wasn't a wolf?
You're the little boy.
Then when it was a wolf, yeah, now you're about to get eaten. 9 minutes to 9 o'clock, y'all. 3 Live Crews paintball with the Jamily is simple. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock hour, you call up and tell us who shot you, and you will get the second pair of tickets to party with us this Sunday. All you gotta do is snitch and you go paintballing with us. It's 102.
January's here.
And I got your passes to send you to Silo.
during this mix. Let's go.
102 Jam.
9-11, y'all. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we have passes for you to go to Silo on Thursdays. All right, it's a joint where they're doing like from 9 to 11. It's game night. And then after that, they turn up and have a party. If that's something that you're interested in, hit us up. 336 is the area code, 680-1021, and I got some passes for you.
Okay.
Hey, was just walking around the building. People in the building just asking me, who shot you? People was listening this morning, B-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Was very interested in the game. Abel won straight from Winston-Salem, and he will be with us on Sunday when we go paintballing with our Jamily.
Yeah.
Now, if you would like a shot at getting some passes, tomorrow in the 7 o'clock hour, we will be bringing back Who Shot You.
We will.
We will tell you the celebrity that shot you. We'll give you their government name. You tell us their celebrity name, and boom, you too will be joining Abel and the Jamily at paintballing this Sunday. Back to you, Vegas.
What's good? 9:30, 30 minutes after 9 o'clock. Okay, it's balling up in here with your little weather or whatever.
Mm.
61 degrees. The high today going to be 65. It's going to be cloudy and raining on and off all day.
All day?
So have your umbrella.
Umbrella? Need to have that? In Winston-Salem, it's an accident on Silas Creek Parkway at Kirklees Road.
You real lame.
In Greensboro, there's an accident on Thorndike Road, west of NC 68 at National Service Road, and 29 at Wendover Avenue. Got slow traffic because of an accident on 29 southbound between Florida Street and MLK Jr. Drive, too. Couple accidents you need to know about in Winston-Salem, I-40 business eastbound between exit 1 and exit 2. It has stop-and-go traffic there because of that accident. And I-40 westbound between exit 203 and exit 196. All right? Other than that, you know, normal delays. Like Bone just said, it's going to be raining and wet out there. Right, Bone? High today of 65 degrees. It's going to be beautiful, just like Bone.
I also said you real lame, so don't try to skip over that.
No, I'm going to skip over that. I mean, I'm not even going to give that any energy.
You know, they be saying you lame in the streets. They be saying it.
People say that.
And when they say it, I be like, yeah, he is.
What people say that for?
Yeah, he is.
No, what I do?
What you mean, what you do?
They make people
lame
say I'm lame
stuff.
In the
like lame what? Stuff.
Give me one thing.
Like
one
sitting
thing.
There looking at how you looking right now. Everything about what you got on is lame.
Just a hoodie and some sweats.
January pain.
102 Jams will be going paintballing this Sunday. And we want you to go with us. Three Live Crew is the only spot you can get tickets at. And we'll give you the next pair of passes on tomorrow when you tell us who shot you. It's 9:36, 24 minutes away from 10 a.m. And boy, we have been dealing with this situation for 4 hours.
Yes, we have. And every hour just gets a bit juicier.
It does. If you missed any of it, you can check out the 3 Live Rewind, which is our podcast on 102jams.com at 11 a.m.
I now know why she doesn't like the best friend.
Okay, because that was important.
A lady wrote in. She said, I can't stand my boyfriend's best friend. He's so whack and lame, and I don't even know why he likes to hang out with him. If I say something, do y'all think it'll cause problems between us? So I asked her, why don't you like the best friend? What has he done? And I also asked her how long she and her boyfriend have been together.
And now, how long the friends have been friends.
Yes. She and the boyfriend have been together for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, she did not want to tell me, or she did not want to tell us,
mm-hmm.
why she didn't like the best friend. She said it was too personal.
Mm-hmm.
So people started making their assumptions. And the assumption was she had sex with the best friend.
Yep.
Well, that is incorrect.
Is that incorrect?
That is incorrect.
Well, what's the truth?
She said, okay, so I did have sex with his best friend's cousin back in the day, but it was years before I knew my boyfriend. The cousin still felt the need to run his mouth about it.
Oh, yes, he did.
Now him and my boyfriend always making little jokes about it and trying to be funny, and it's really not cool.
Yep.
The best friend always saying... The best friend is always saying slick stuff, and I'm just over it.
Yep.
Like, being an adult, that was years ago, and we've all had sex with somebody.
Yep. Yeah, it's all making sense, Big Rock. Well, hey, fellas, hey, give yourselves a round of applause, though, because we knew it had something to do with sex, didn't we?
No, first of all.
We knew it had something to do with sex, didn't we?
The
we
lady
knew it was
kicked
a reason.
It off first. The chick, yeah, so she gets to give herself a pat on the back, too.
You're right. No question. I give you that. That's real. But we knew it had something to do with sex, Rock.
Yes.
We knew it did.
Yes.
Gosh, hey, them jokes going to fly, sis. Them jokes going to fly. Unless you get to, you like, them breaking up their friendship ain't happening. But you do need to let your boyfriend know that those jokes are wearing thin.
Yeah.
And they make you feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
And at that point, then he'll let his homie know. Like, because he'll forget.
Fall back.
But then his homie will say something again in a future reference. And then the way that the boyfriend responds then will let the friend know, okay, that joke has run its course.
Yeah.
It's that type of situation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, you got to know them jokes coming off the rip, though. Yeah, absolutely. I knew.
And she's sick of it.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's tired of it. Oh, I can see that whole thing playing out, Big Rock. The first time it was like, whatever, okay. Now you're a time like 15. It's like, yo, okay. It's not even funny no more. And he just likes saying something about it. Oh, man. 102 Jams, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, now we're there. What's up, fam?
She's still with 3 o'clock.
She said, you say what?
She's still at
3 o'clock. She's still at 3 o'clock. Yeah. She still gotta be at 3 o'clock.
Should have let my man's homie cousin smash.
That was back in the day.
Hey.
She said they didn't even know each other.
That's why you gotta be careful of your body count, people. Okay? Is that a body count? Is that somebody that you can live with people knowing about later on? People have families out here.
Oh, please. Anybody going through all of that, asking who family is who and all of, well, I guess if you're having sex, that is something you should know.
Bro, if you had to give her a card in a deck of cards,
man, shut up.
What card do you give her?
3 o'clock.
There it is. Appreciate you, bro.
You're an ass, sir.
Speaking of deck of cards, Big Rock, I have a question for you. It's 9:43. We're 17 minutes away from 10 a.m., and this is free for all final hour. And it was a conversation I had over the weekend that started very innocently and ended 30 minutes later in a heated debate.
Dang, in a heated debate.
If you're playing spades, y'all are going to 500.
Mm-hmm.
Your team has 410. Can you go 9?
Personally, I don't see why not.
Oh, my God.
But people always talk about,
oh, my God,
you don't go 9. You go 8 or you go 10.
You go 8 or 10. It is simple math. If you can go 9, you can do what?
That's what they say.
What they say, Rock. If you can do 9, you can do what?
You can go 10.
You can go 10. No, but who plays 9? Clearly, you weirdos.
I'll play 9.
Man, see, no, man. You might as well play Kitty. You might as well play Kitty then.
So, I don't even know how to play that way.
Do you play Joker Deuce?
I've never played it, yes.
Do you play two of Diamonds?
No. I've never played with the Two of Diamonds. So, I don't even know how to play that way again, like I said.
Well, how do you know how to play with a 9? Who goes 9s? Nobody bids 9s.
I don't see a problem with being 9.
It's not, you're not supposed to be a 9.
I mean, it's frowned upon, but again, I don't know why. Why can't I go 9?
It's 8 or 10. You know that. You just want to go against the grain.
I don't want to go against the grain, but I just have never understood that.
It's just the rules, Roxy.
It's not a rule. It's not a rule. That's not a rule.
We just deal the cards.
That's just one of those taboo things that you're not supposed to do.
We just deal all the cards. We just deal all the cards. We got 13 cards in our hand. Can you play a spade first?
Yeah.
No, man. You got to cut the lead with spades. I mean, play spades, man.
If you got the first go, you can.
No, it's got to cut first. Somebody got to be cut before you can play spades.
No.
Why 102 Jams, 948, 12 minutes till 10. What's up?
Hey, anything ain't impossible. Supposed to be wheels on the bus.
Wheels on the bus go round and round, my guy.
Wheels on the bus.
Good morning.
That's how people end up getting set right there.
They do.
That's how you get set. Because
you ain't have
right
a nine.
Right there, because you didn't have but nine.
Good morning.
And you knew it.
Big Rock.
What?
You cannot throw out a spade on the first hand.
You can't.
Go, baby.
Yes, you can.
You cannot do that.
Yes, you can.
What backwoods game are you playing?
I'm telling you, man.
Yes, you can.
I wish Drink was here. I'm bringing this back tomorrow.
Drake gonna cut you out.
He is, man. But we don't like the way Rock play Uno or nothing, man. She just be cheap.
I'm about to say, y'all don't like how I play games.
Three Live Rewind. That's the Three Live Crew podcast. You can catch it on 102jams.com. We load a brand new one Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. So make sure you grab that, listen to that, download that, share that.
There's a new comedy coming to NBC starring The Rock, and I just think it's a knockoff Everybody Hates Chris. Mm. It's going to be called Young Rock, and it is inspired by The Rock's young, his actual life, his real life. He says that he is going to be starring in the comedy. Of course, he's not going to be the Young Rock. Another actor is going to play that. Yeah. But he says they're going to find ways, you know, very funny ways to weave him into the storyline, just like they did with Chris Rock on Everybody Hates Chris.
Chris Rock used to be on that show, too?
Yes!
Yeah. Chris, I never watched
Chris would make little appearances on the show.
Yeah.
I believe he was like a teacher on one episode that was real hard on Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a freaking great series. Yeah. Everybody Hates Chris was very funny.
I didn't watch many episodes, but when I would watch an episode, I would definitely laugh out loud.
What I was looking to see was if The Rock would be like narrating. Yeah. Now, if he is narrating,
oh man.
That is a straight bite.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. He seems very excited. He posted a video on his Instagram just updating his fans, letting them know what they can expect from the series. I didn't know. The Rock went through a lot. Like before he was 21, he was saying, you know, just a lot of ups and downs, suicide attempts, homelessness. Mm. Like, I'm interested in his life. I know that much based on his post. So we'll see how the series goes.
I'm going to give it an episode or two.
I am too.
I'm a huge Rock
fan. Because I like
The Rock.
So. Yeah, I do like The Rock.
I definitely do. So I'm interested. But you know, they be ripping off shows all the time. Told you what Friends did to Living Single. Now.
They do, don't they?
7 minutes. It'll be 10 a.m., y'all. Hope you enjoyed the Three Live today because we enjoyed y'all. It's 102.
Three for the Three Live Crew.